Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We begin with a grim week of shock and tragedy in Cleveland, which has showcased a neighborhood and alarmed an entire community.
Even the ones that doubt it, I still want to thank them the most. Because they're the ones that made me stronger, the one that made me feel the most that my daughter was out there.
An emotional mom of Gina DeJesus, who was kidnapped in 2004 at the age of 14. The photos of the house where Gina, Amanda Berry, and Michelle Knight were held were seen around the world. Some photos with the ghoulish house displaying a Puerto Rican flag. The man charged in the case, Ariel Castro, is attracting disgust and vilification from people throughout the Cleveland area and nowhere more than in Cleveland's Puerto Rican community. About 45,000 people of Puerto Rican descent live in the Cleveland metro area. Joining us now is one of them, Ariel Rios. Welcome to The Takeaway, Ariel.
Thank you.
What sorts of alarm is set off when you see the pictures that have been, you know, broadcast around the world of that house and a sense of who these people are and all the details that are coming out now?
The initial reaction on my part was shame, because that first image that I saw on the news was of the front of the house with a Puerto Rican flag. And I couldn't help but feel ashamed, because as a Puerto Rican from Cleveland, this is such a horrific act. And I feel that it's bringing a negative light to the Cleveland Puerto Rican community.
Now, why would you have shame? I mean, you have no reason in this world to have any shame, but let's explore how, you know, images like that can paint a community with a broad brush.
Just the simple fact that, you know, Puerto Ricans, I mean, at least being from Cleveland, we're just so close and so tightly knit that I just feel that when one person does something so horrible, I just feel that the media does tend to shine a negative light on that cultural background. I just feel like if this person was of Caucasian descent, I don't think we would be pointing out that he's from Poland or Ireland. I just don't think that anybody would be discussing that. But unfortunately, him being Puerto Rican, it does bring that negative feeling, because we are so close.
And of course, you know, some of the communities you mentioned probably do have their own stories of feeling the same way that you are feeling right now. But
absolutely,
it's hard to anticipate what the media would do in any particular moment. But give us a sense of what the conversations are like around the breakfast table, around the dinner table, as you evaluate what's going on here and what the future holds.
I know that, like, many of my male family members, my cousin the other night on Tuesday night, he was just talking about how it was just such a low blow for Puerto Rican men. Like, he just feels that now everybody's going to see him and they're going to see Ariel Castro. And, you know, obviously that's not the case, because, I mean, this man is a monster. He shouldn't even have any type of category or label when it comes to his cultural background. And
well, you can feel the passion. You can feel the anger and outrage. I mean, you almost get a sense that people want to take matters into their own hands.
Absolutely. I mean, even like his family, the Castro family is rather large and well-liked in the community. I mean, they're very involved. They're contributors to like nonprofit organizations. They've attended vigils for Gina DeJesus. Just positive people. And I don't want people to now look at the whole entire Castro family as Ariel Castro, because obviously these people didn't have anything to do with it. And unfortunately, a lot of people are actually taking out a lot of their anger on some of the members of the Castro family. I mean, I heard the other day that people were throwing rocks at Castro Hardware, which is a store owned by relatives of Ariel. And again, these are nice people. These are people who have never done anything horrific like this. And I don't want people to be taking out their anger on the Castro family just because of one individual.
You know, you've been really remarkably candid with us, and I'm very grateful for that. We've talked about the sense of the Puerto Rican community. You've raised this issue of the Castro family.
Yeah.
Talk for a moment about, you know, as the details are coming out, this this Mr. Castro really used family in a horrible way. Can you describe how people are speaking about that?
I mean, he does have a close relationship with the De Jesus family. I guess it creeps me out personally, because it's like he had a switch. Like he played such a just normal part in the community, like on the outside. But inside of his house, he was this, I mean, he was holding three girls captive, or four girls, excuse me. I don't even know where to begin with him. I just bizarre.
Well, it's a real Halloween story there in Cleveland, I'm telling you.
It really is.
Something else. All right. Well, Ariel, thank you so much. It's been great speaking with you, and good luck. And we'll stay in touch as the details come out.
Thank you so much.
Ariel Rios is one of the members of the Puerto Rican community in Cleveland, about 45,000, 50,000 people in the Cleveland metro area. Thanks, Ariel.
Thank you.